Okay, so Chamishi of Chayesara is the journey back of the Eved, and of course Rivka, the decisive Rivka, Vatomer Eleich, to Eretz Canaan and the encounter with Yitzchak, with all of his gravitas. Lasuach basada lifnes arev, mihaish halazau lich basada likrasenu, vayomer Eved hu Adoni. And I think what happens here mostly is we're exposed to another dimension of Rivka's character. We spoke a lot, earlier in the Sedra, you see this combination of Snios and Seichel Hayashar, Chesed and Seichel Hayashar, Rishon Velachron Achron, and her Seichel giving her the capacity to do even greater Chesed because she's, more perceptive. So I think here, we see another kind of a synthesis in Rivka, which I'm very taken with. One that I just alluded to, Nishalah is Piana Ra, they're kind of at a standstill. Lavan, is up to what else? His machinations. Teisheva Nara Itanu Yamimo Asor. This is about 5 minutes after he said, Me Hashem Yatzah Davar, Lo Nuchal Daber Ra Utov. And all of a sudden he's, got agendas. So Vatomer Eleich, the decisive, unhesitating, direct quality. And Meidach Gisa, when she encounters Yitzchak, she has this intuitive sense that this person is, to borrow from the Ramban, kind of a Merkava L'Shechina, right? That Miha Yishal Azel, Lech Basad Alik Rasenu, Vayomer Ha'Eved Hu Adoni. So her instinctive reaction is, as the Ramban writes, Asta Kederech Musar, Hanashim La'amod Behatzneya. Dehainu Vatikach Hatzaif Vatitkas, and Ramban L'Shitaso Vatipol Me'al Hagamal. It's not like Rashi, he Shmita Aretz, Atzma La'aretz, and Rashi tries to pull Targum over to his side, V'Israkinas. The Ramban thinks the Targum is saying something else entirely. Rather, Aval Kavanaso Kimial Gamal Asher Hiro Chavis Alav Hita Atzma Letzad Echad LaHasev Paneha Mimenu, that she was looking in the other direction. Again, Bitznius. So, Bitznius is always very impressive. Atznela Chasimelo Kecha Bamicha V'Emiden Al Shalosh. It's part of our DNA as members of Klal Yisrael. We're Baishanim, right? That's part of what makes Lashon HaKodesh Lashon HaKodesh, Lashita Sarambam. Is that, by definition, there are no direct references to very intimate things. So this is intrinsically important. It's part of her criterion and qualifications to be, one of the imahos. Vayaviya Yitzchak ha'ola sara imo, v'nehi sara imo, Targum Unklus, right, tikunin ma'aseha. But I think Tznius is all the more impressive for somebody who's capable of being extremely decisive. Right, so it wasn't like she was inserting herself, but when she needed to make a decision, Eleich, and that of course will be next week's Sedra, Lechnal Hatzon. She knows how to be decisive, but Meidach Gisa, right? Very often, people who are decisive are people who are extremely direct, and they're not particularly reserved, and they have a way of saying what's on their mind, and you wouldn't describe them as tsnuim. There are people who may have other wonderful qualities and leadership qualities and, are very effective or able to get things done, but they're missing part of, en l'chol yafa minat tznius of, en bracha mitzuyela b'davar hasamoy mina ayin. And Rivka seems to have both. And that's remarkable. Vatomer Eleich. She can be extremely decisive, deciding her fate, and by extension, achosenu atayil alfei revava, the fate of generations, virash zarech, es sharoi vav, and meidach at the personal level to be extremely modest and retiring. And so it's very rare to find somebody who's, decisive, clear, even forceful in terms of their convictions, and meidach extremely tzdu'a, vatikach hatzaiv vatitkas, vatipol me'al hagamal, hatayel etzad echad bilvad, so as not to be exposed. It's like a singular balance. And again, I think it's part of what we always see about Rivka from the beginning. It's not just her chesed, but it's her intelligence. And it's the synthesis is the impressive and singular point. And here too, it's not just her decisiveness, eleich, but it's her tznius. And so rarely do those virtues go together. Right, and yet that's her story. She's this remarkable figure who's capable of combining, you know, very, very different traits. And that will, of course, you know, be, you know, the, I guess, the story of Rivka, and her capacity to combine, you know, the most idealistic of convictions with the harsh realities of, you know, what it's going to take to ensure that those ideals carry the day. So, you know, Rivka's persona as somebody who is able to be extremely decisive, forceful, courage of her convictions, eleich, and at the same time, you know, to be this kind of a paradigm of modesty, vatikacha tzaivatitkas, I think is something that is unique to her, and it's part of her, you know, particular legacy as one of the imahos in terms of establishing a paradigm for Bnos Yisrael that they sometimes need to be extremely decisive, extremely forceful in terms of, you know, matters of conviction, matters in which the future of Klal Yisrael, you know, is going to be determined, and at the same time to be, you know, tsnuos, you know, kol kvod habas melech pnima. It's a very fine balance, and I think it comes from the imahos. I think Rivka is a particularly you know, powerful example. Again, Sarah Imenu, and probably the first, Hineva Ohel, Mechad Gisa, Meidach Gisa, you know, Lo Yirash Ben Hamazo, Sim Beniyam Yitzchak, the idea of, you know, being decisive. So, Vayavia Yitzchak Koela Sarah Imo, Vinehi Sarah Imo, probably Sarah created the framework for this, and then Rivka really embodies the synthesis of tznius and decisiveness, which is, you know, an essential feature of the Beis Yaakov, as we call it, of the Masoras HaNashim.